Vocalo Radio, 91.1 FM, Nudia in the afternoon. Yukimi right there, sad makeup. We actually have her in studio. Hello.
Hello.
I love this. I love when I get to be with artists jamming out to their song. Right. We're sitting here listening to, I saw you jamming. Mm-hmm. Sad makeup, this is a song off of your solo debut album.
Yes.
Congratulations, by the
Thank
way.
Thank you so much.
For You, released March 28th. How's it been like for you, your first solo album?
It's been good. It's been good. It's been a really joyful process. I've been enjoying it. It's been scary at times as well, just because everything's new. But yeah, I'm feeling like really grateful and really happy. So
does
yeah.
it feel a little bit, you know, because you've done so much with Little Dragon, you guys have released so many albums, like been on tour, does it feel like a little bit like you're like a little naked, you know, without them?
100%. I mean, I've definitely felt like, oh my God, I feel like I'm used to being a group and now I'm on my own. And, you know, yeah, like I said, moments where I've just been overwhelmed, like, ah, this is so uncomfortable. And then I get back into the zone and I feel, you know, like, okay, I know this is the right place for me right now. And I'm following, you know, the right feeling. So.
And speaking of following the right feeling, tonight, the right feelings are going to be at Thalia Hall. You're going to be doing your show. I know people that have I've seen online, people that have seen other stops of this tour, got to hear like the music unreleased, you know? What was that like? Like just trying out unreleased music for the first time.
It's so fun because I feel like people who come to a show, first of all, they need to have a lot of faith, you know, because, you know, it takes kind of like that person who believes in you to come to a show where they don't know your music. I don't know, that's just heartwarming for me. But it's also like I feel like people are really attentive in a way that is just exciting. And I did a lot of shows in the beginning before the album came out that were like really small venues, just like 100 people, is very intimate. And yeah, it just reminded me of like the really early days of Little Dragon. And it got me like feeling so in love with playing live again. So yeah, it's been good.
I love that. And you know, looking at, I definitely want to talk about the songs off of the new album. I do notice there's like a theme in this album where, like, you know, we just played Sad Makeup, where you make sad feel good, like sadness
right.
is a good feeling. I've kind of noticed that in this album.
I mean, I think, you know, there's a lot of shame around crying and a lot of shame around sadness. We try to keep it together. But I find in my life, it's been a really important feeling to go through, to move through, to sort of find myself in another place. So I think we should embrace it a little bit just because it can be so helpful and so healing.
I know, I could definitely relate with this, the exact quote. The final track off the album, Feels Good to Cry, features your father.
Right.
And he says, now I cry for everything. And I felt that, you know?
He's right.
Like, he's like, you know, before I didn't cry, now I cry for everything. Mm. And I feel that way. Like, as we get older, we're just like, we're going to cry. We're going
right.
to cry and it's going to be okay. And it's going to feel like it's going to make us feel good. What made you want to put him on the album?
Honestly, I wrote the song and I was like, you know, I was just out of curiosity. It was a very spontaneous thing. I just wanted to kind of hear what he had to say about, you know, crying these days and about being vulnerable, because he's always been like, honestly, I've seen my dad cry once in my life. You know, he's always a Japanese man, older generation, post-war child, sort of trying to keep it together. And I just feel like now he's in a much softer space emotionally. So I just called him up and I was like, hey, Dad, what's your, you know, what? How do you relate to crying these days? And he just started ranting and I was recording him. So that's the story behind him being on the album. It was a spontaneous idea. And it just like, I was like, okay, thanks. Perfect. Got you. He was happy to be on the album in the end. Yeah, it was a spontaneous idea. And I love working like that when I write too, just to keep it very, just, you know, you just see, you follow the wave, you see where you end up.
Now, I know my dad loves attention, but your dad doesn't seem like the type that really likes attention. But did he like it that he got a little bit on the album?
I think he stays humble, but I think he does like it, to be honest. Like, he'll be like, no, 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 but you know.
But okay, use it then.
Yes,
fine.
Exactly.
Did he ask for compensation? My dad definitely would have asked for compensation. My dad's like, either compensation or lunch.
I'm like, you're getting a t-shirt and a vinyl.
I love that. And going on to, you know, sad makeup that we played earlier, I heard that song for you was the easiest to write off the album. Why? What was that?
Oh, man. It's just like one of those moments that I wish I had every day, but like it's a rare moment. And, you know, I was working in the studio and Eric played me sort of the bass of that song, which was just like a guitar riff and the bass and, you know, a little piano. And I was like, whoa, wait, hold on. What time is it? I got to go in 20 minutes. Let me just sit with this for 10 minutes. And just like my pen just started flowing. I was like, I don't even know. I'm not thinking if it's good or bad or whatever. Let me just record this real fast. Press record. Sang it, kept it, didn't change it. It was just a moment of flow. And I think that's been one thing that's been really important for me on this album, like to not overwork the songs too much. Because I feel like the beauty of Little Dragon is that it's like this canvas and everyone's throwing their paint on it all over. And, you know, sometimes I fall in love with the very early stages of a song and then it's sort of morphed into something completely different by the end, which, you know, it's not good or bad. It's just a taste thing. But for me, sometimes I like keeping it very simple. So I was happy to be able to do that with Sad Makeup.
And in opposition to that, I heard that Make Me Whole was the hardest song on the album to write for you.
Yeah, it just like kept going around, kept changing. It like went from one version to the next, changing the melody. I was like, just that feeling of like not getting something right. But I'm happy I didn't give up on it because I knew it had something. And sometimes, you know, I have that feeling and I'm just like, I move on because like I don't have the patience. But for this song in particular, I really wanted to get it to that place. So I'm happy I didn't give up on it. But it was a process. It was definitely a process.
And you were working on that one on the road, right? Do you work on music a lot when you're on the road?
I definitely start some embryos on the road, like just beginnings of things. Yeah, for sure.
So right now, are you like just enjoying the new album?
Yeah, we have a studio set up on the bus and, you know, little ideas come through for sure.
Okay, so it never stops.
No.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome to see. And lastly, I was watching this video of you online and they did a like what's in my bag, and I think they had you pick out vinyl in a vinyl store or something.
Right.
And your first two picks, I was like, okay, Janet Jackson, God Till It's Gone, and then Destiny's Child, Bootylicious. And I like, I would never thought you would have picked those two, you know?
I don't even remember that, to be honest, but hey.
Those were the first two vinyls you picked out. Have you always been a fan of like R&B and pop when you were
definitely
younger?
Been a fan of R&B, yeah, for sure. I'm a big Janet Jackson fan. I just love her songwriting, the sensuality. I mean, just tune after tune. And yeah, I've always loved R&B for sure. It has a special place in my heart. I feel like it's a music that, you know, if I try to do it like the type of R&B that I've listened to, it'd never sound like that. You know what I mean? Yeah. I like being inspired by it.
Definitely, because your voice is so unique. Even here talking to you, your speaking voice is that, and then like your singing voice is so like high and ethereal. Mm. It's my favorite type of voice to listen to because it is so unique. You can't really mistake it with other sounds. When did you kind of realize like, yeah, I got it? Like, when were you like, hold on, I could like really sing better than other people?
Oh, I don't know if I've ever felt that, to be honest. My mom just sent me a tape like on WhatsApp the other day, and it was of me singing when I was like 4. And it was just like jingle bells, you know, that type of thing. But I definitely had a confidence to it. Mm. And I think I just kind of really early on knew that I had something that I wanted to say. So it's more about that. Like, I'm here. I want to share something. I want to say something. And that confidence I had very early on.
It's rare. I think that's really like that star power people talk about. You know, it's really, you have to be like a little bit delusional in the beginning, right? Like delusionally believing yourself.
Yeah.
Again, you can meet in here with us tonight. You're going to be at Dahlia Hall performing songs off your new album, and are some little dragon stuff in there, or just the new
maybe
album?
We'll see.
Maybe we'll see. Okay, you got to come out. What could people expect tonight?
Well, definitely it's a bit of a journey. You know, the music is going all over the place, from dancey, uppity, to a more, you know, emotional place. But I'm trying to be like very personal with my music, and I have some beautiful musicians with me tonight. Everything's live, no backtracks. And yeah, we're just also very much about having that moment take us somewhere. And every show, every night is different. So I'm excited about tonight. So hope people can come through.
Yes, so come out. And thank you so much for stopping by Vocalo today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
This segment originally aired on Vocalo Radio 91.1 FM Chicago. It was hosted and produced by Nudia Hernandez. It was edited by Morgan Sioka. Keep up with us at Vocalo.org or at Vocalo on Instagram.